Welcome to the show. Another episode of Tina and Doe Show. Thank you for coming back to rock with us for yet another episode. We are kicking off season two tonight, and you are listening to episode 33.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Tina and Doe Show. It has been a whole dang on month. It feels good to be back. Season two. Let's get it in the books. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about toxic femininity today and how it affects everyone involved in the society. But first, what the heck have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, that's right. The catch-up time. I almost forgot about that, which is always a wonderful thing. Of course, celebrated a birthday.
Happy birthday!
But yeah, fantastic. In the 40 Club, hey, I'm blessed. And then I'm here. So, yeah, work, family, friends, the usual, you know, staying out of sight, out of mind. Definitely out of mind. And having a great time. What about yourself, Tina? What have you been up to?
I haven't been having a great time.
Oh.
I've been in the house. I'm quarantined. Damn. Always. Yeah. So, I don't know. I haven't really been having a great time. But I'm maintaining. I get to visit my mom enough and a friend here and there if they've been, you know, doing the right thing.
But right.
Yeah, I'm still pretty much living life the same way as mid-March.
Well, you out here taking temperature checks. Hey, get over here.
I'm not risking it. I have a 60-plus mother. I can't be playing these games like other people are doing.
I feel you, because I'm out here living that street life, right? You know, I'm like, man, psh, COVID, what? I'm wearing my mask and go out. I'm lying. I don't do that bullshit. It was fun to act like I did. I didn't do those things, people. I still got to be careful.
Yeah, I've been being careful. I've gone to dinner. I've gone to bar a couple of times, but I spend like the majority of the time outside. I just go in and get a drink and come on outside, wear my mask and all that. They do temperature checks at the door and got hand sanitizer at the door and all that good stuff. So I feel comfortable going there, but I still don't like to just like be inside like that. Like I like to rather go outside. I'm not there yet.
I know what you mean, though. Don't get me wrong, because I definitely haven't been going to any bars or stuff. It's been more outside type stuff. But regardless, the people like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm still uncomfortable with the social gathering. Like, I was sitting down inside there for a moment, and a lady came and sat at the table right behind me. And the tables are kind of close together. And so, like, the chair that she sat in was, like, practically touching the chair beside me. And I was like, yeah. I don't try to slide on away from here without it feeling too rude.
I wish you would start coughing and shit just to fuck with you. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. No.
I couldn't do it. I was like, girl, I don't know why you want to be this close to me when there's plenty of other seats, but you can have it. I'm going to go ahead and slide on over here.
Ooh,
slide out the door.
But yeah, so it's been okay. Not too bad.
That's what's up. All right, so we're going to get into it. Toxic femininity.
Mm.
You experienced much of that in your lifetime?
When I got to really dive into this topic, hell yeah. was about to use some other words, but hell yeah. You know, with the masculinity and the femininity, it's like a yin and a yang. And to look up some of the shit that I ran into, I was like, oh yeah, I've dealt with this. I've dealt with this before.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Oh yeah, I definitely felt the same way. Definitely. There's so many different, everyday examples that, I mean, you'd be hard pressed not to. So yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up the Instagram. Sorry.
Go ahead. I was about to say now, because yeah, when I looked that up and I was like, oh, okay, so this could be, you know, to me, this is a kind of gender flowing topic. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, male or female can actually show these two things, you know, or one or the other.
Yeah.
And wow, that's, you know, that's when it, that's when your mind is blown. It's like, Tina and Doe show, y'all, we back.
So, where is my thing? Toxic femininity. So, the Google definition, well, I shouldn't say Google. The first definition that comes up in the Google search is from Sydney Morning Herald. And it says, toxic femininity says that women are responsible for inciting anger and lust in men and are therefore to blame for anything men do to them. Violence ascribed to male rage or lust is expected. That's one example. That's the example that they gave. That's the very first example that pops up in Google. And I thought that was extremely strange and maybe even plotted. So, yeah.
You, I mean, oh my, I'll say this, and I don't want to cut you off. I want you to continue on this one. I had never heard that before either. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's that definition. And then Psychology Today, they described it. Toxic femininity is when one works to benefit to the people. Toxic femininity is when one works to the benefit of others, but to the detriment of themselves. It can appear as forms of depression, exhaustion, or wildly illogical solutions to complex problems.
That's the first one I had seen. I hadn't even seen the other one. I'm still very tripping off the other one. But yeah, that's the one I had seen.
Yeah, that's the very first thing that pops up in Google. It says women expressing stereotypical feminine traits such as passivity, empathy, sensuality, patience, tenderness, and receptivity result in individuals ignoring their mental and physical needs to sustain those around them.
Hmm. That's the one I ran into.
And it says by to the benefit of others, writers nearly always mean to the benefit of men.
And that kind of threw me off when I had read it. But then when I started looking at other articles about the toxicity part of it, that's when I was like, ooh, okay. This is more of a, like I said, it's more of a gender swap. I think either the more powerful person can use either one of these things to their benefit. This one's a tough one.
Yeah. Depending on which definition you look at, like if you look at the one that I was talking about from Google,
mm-hmm.
or whatever that was, SMH, what was it? God damn it.
I'll say this, a part of it makes sense. When you think about, okay, if you going off of, like I said, masculinity versus the femininity, where, you know, a man it doesn't know how to show his emotions and this, that, the femininity part is like the person that actually is psychologically more, you know, stronger can be very manipulative and use certain things in that one.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I was like, ooh, that's tricky.
Yeah. If you look at it from the aspect of the whole, you know, women are responsible for inciting anger and lust, blah, blah, blah. You can, that definition, if it's a belief held by women, really sounds more like internalized misogyny than toxic femininity. And then the definition from that I just read, shit, where'd it go? From Psychology Today, that one sounds more like what toxic femininity, the two words together, would you know, represent.
I see what you mean. I mean, I think the thing is, anytime you put toxic in front of anything, it's like, oh, so we're talking about the extreme measure of this.
Yeah.
And the extreme measure, you know, if we like really talking about, you know, being toxic, I mean, that can be very, very mental and emotional, like, you know, power struggle type deal. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, how I look at it is it's basically using feminine traits or your position as a female human, whether it's a girl or a woman, in the toxic ways, you know what I mean? To either right. get your way or to harm someone.
Mm.
And to get your way in like manipulative and, you know, abusive, unhealthy ways, not just like, you know, using your feminine wiles with your fucking boyfriend. Like, that's not really hurting anybody. Probably helps you both.
It's like, I believe it does. Do you think it's more, I mean, like, with the toxic femininity, like, could someone establish like a victimhood mentality where they would use that to just hurt somebody?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, okay. So if you're going to be toxic about it, some people can go into like the victimhood thing, like, oh, I'm from this race, I'm from that race, or I'm this kind of person, man or woman. They can go into that and use that if they're very toxic with how they use femininity, if that makes any sense.
I'm not going to lie, I'm still a little confused.
I'm sorry.
Do you have an example?
Not really. Wish I could give an example. I'll give two guys can fight and have drinks later, but when it comes to ladies, women,
mm-hmm.
It's no better wrath than that. Y'all don't kick it at all together.
Yeah, I'm definitely that way. I don't think that it's toxic though, because I mean, I'm the same way with men. Like, if I fight a man, like, I'm not going to be your friend ever again. Like, what the hell? I'm just that way across the board. Like, I'm done with you. If we fight, we're done.
Oh, on that, I feel you 100%. But I don't even think y'all fight and are not friends.
What you mean?
I don't even think, like, I gave the, like, extreme with the a man situation.
Mm-hmm.
With ladies, I mean, naturally, sometimes y'all just don't like each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's super toxic too. Yeah, definitely. Just on site. We all know what it is. And that's what I told somebody on Facebook, like the majority of this toxic femininity shit, if not all of it, when, like I said, we're talking about the woman on woman kind, it's about mm-hmm. dick consumption. Period. Mm. The loud brow beatings that we get from other women on Facebook. Why ain't you trying to fix that man? You know, it's about dick consumption. It's about trying to get dick in your inbox, dick in your bed. It's about jealousy and dick consumption. The jealousy is just from the lack of dick consumption. Sorry to keep saying that, but
so
the truth.
I'm over here trying to learn how to respond.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Think about it. When you see girls are women, and they're talking about someone that they don't know, and they instantly hate them. What does that girl look like? Is she ugly? I bet she's not.
Oh, like shit.
Because she's pretty. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, oh, she thinks she cute. Don't you think you're cute? Why are you mad that she thinks she's cute?
Oh, why is it? I mean, okay, so why is it so toxic between the ladies? Like you said, it's just like a natural, whew. Y'all don't like each other. Say that.
Oftentimes, I'm hoping we're getting better, but oftentimes that is definitely the case. And keep it together.
We gonna get it together on the Tina and Doe show. Man, y'all out here tripping. No, but, I see it a whole lot, everywhere I go. And when I do see the mingling of it, I'm like, man, that's extra cool. But more or less, I got family members. They don't kick it with each other because it's a natural, I don't even know what it is. It's called can't stand a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
No.
For real.
Real talk. I just can't stand this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to ask why. They'll tell you why.
Yeah. Shan Shashan describes it as, I don't hang with other females. They cause too much drama. They cause too much drama. She says, every simple bitch that has uttered that phrase has proven to be the worst kind of piece of shit that I ever encountered. And men exist.
You said that was Shan Shan?
Yeah.
you gotta be laughing. It's weird, but she's hitting it. She's hitting it on the head, though.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna read a couple of these because a lot of them are good and they're like definitions by real women. Cora says,
they're real?
Yeah. I think, this is on Facebook. I think toxic femininity falls in line with how women like to compete with other women in all the wrong ways. Faking sisterhood, saying they don't hang around a lot of women or other women, period, because this or that, trying to maintain and uphold what men think femininity should be and trying to force those ideas on other women who believe and move differently. I steer clear from women who shun female connections. I don't trust you. You don't have to have a squad of women. Just being able to connect with them at any given time is important. And I agree.
That's also, yeah, I was about to say, that's also some just total human shit in my personal opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, like I find, and she said that she hit on that too. Like I find women who say things like that to be very untrustworthy because in my eyes, you'll do anything for some dick. You know what I mean? When you're sitting here saying that you don't fuck with other women and you're one, you hate women that much, there's got to be a reason. And I'm not about to accept that it's because of drama or past experience of this and that, because you've had a whole lot of past experiences and drama with men. And it hasn't stopped you from fucking men, hasn't stopped you from taking men on as friends. So I really feel like there's a jealousy, insecurity, dick consumption piece in there.
God damn it, you and this goddamn dick consumption.
I'm not going to stop because it's the truth.
Jeez. Welcome to the Tina and Doe show where we talk about fucking dick consumption.
Yep.
Remember that shit. I didn't even put those two words together ever in my life, Tina. And I have put those two words together now on the Tina and fucking Doe show.
It's what it is.
Yeah. Wow. Season two, man. You got to be kidding me. Dick consumption. This is terrible. Don't play this shit. No. That's just hilarious. But no, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. You know me with my silly ass.
I mean, let's look at the Jada Pinkett Smith situation.
That was Lord, everybody.
About dick consumption, and that was toxic as fuck what happened there.
That mix that I heard, though, was the tightest shit ever. Whoever does that shit on Facebook is hilarious. I don't even know who he is, but he's hilarious. You haven't heard it, have you?
No.
The entanglement one?
I don't know.
Oh, you probably have. But it was hilarious. Sorry. I just thinking about that shit. But that situation was nuts.
Yeah, like, even if you take the age part out of the equation, because a lot of women are like, oh, if they were different, if the genders were swapped, you wouldn't care about the age difference. Well, ma'am, yeah, the fuck I would. Definitely would. More so that way than this way, to be honest. I don't Absolutely. Like old men going after young girls. I know what they're up to, but I know what these old women are up to too. It's the same thing. But I just feel like young girls just be too vulnerable to horrible shit. Now I don't like to see it. But even if you take the age piece out of this equation, what she did was toxic as hell. She met him through her son. That's disgusting enough as it is, especially if her son wasn't trying to fix her up with a mate. You know, it was his friend. You know, that's disgusting enough. She took advantage of that. And then all the fucking problems that he was dealing with at the time, I think the son had introduced him to her for spiritual healing and shit like that, right? Because she's just a fucking guru at being a human, right? And so he has drug problems. He has past, I think, sexual abuse problems. He's dealing with raising somebody else's three children. He has drug addiction issues. He had so much shit going on. And he comes to her for help and hope. And she throws some mammy pussy at him.
This is where I was, like, the way I felt in this situation was, it was masculinity versus femininity, but, like, gender swapped, to where he was suffering from depression and going through life shit, and she was a tough and mental one. And in this instance, a cougar caught a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple.
I mean, I don't know if I want to use that phrase pretty simple, because I look at it as very complicated or complex.
It's very complex. Forgive me.
Yeah, it's much different than just a cougar getting a young guy. Like, it's much different than that. Like I said, the way that they met through her son, and then all of the troubles that he was dealing with, and coming to her for help, and the help that she got was getting some monster dick.
What I'm saying is, I think it was very intentional what she was doing from the point that she met him.
Yeah, she was
helping him. That's what I'm saying. Not for him.
Yeah, she saw that monster dick on IG and was like, I want that.
Louise.
I'm just keeping it real. We keep it real with Tina, though, don't we?
We keep it real, but God dang it.
We've all seen it. And she wanted it. What he was going through.
Oh. Lord.
Hey, we're great on this show.
I got you. Lord, what have we been talking about on this?
It's the truth. So, yeah, I feel like that's a great example, recent example, that pretty much the whole world got to see of toxic femininity at work, where it harms a man.
Absolutely. Like I said, that word is a word, and I think it goes across genders. And for, like, when you explain that situation of course, the situation between those two, it to me, it was like, oh, snap. Okay, well, hey, she's the tough one. You know, hey, she ain't got to show no emotion. Yeah. You know, and he's the one who's dealing with emotion, going through stuff. Got to connect, and his connect is his mom, and Lord have mercy, what a situation. But done purposely.
Mm-hmm. shit, while we're talking about celebrities, Erykah Badu.
Oh, what's up with my baby? What's going on?
You like all the toxic hoes.
Indeed I do. Indeed I do.
Oh, me too. God damn it.
I can't even say shit anymore. Now I was like, all right, I'm at a certain age. It's the truth. it's a goddamn truth, people.
Hey, I'm right with you. I can't even really talk too much shit. So, a few years ago, Erykah Badu released a series of tweets about schoolgirls and the male adult teachers who want to fuck them. And basically, what she was saying is that young girls need to wear longer skirts to fight against natural male teacher attraction. And she says if she had a school, she would make sure that the uniform skirt length was a nice knee length. It's fair to everyone. You are toxic. That is all about man. How is that fair to everyone? If that's not fair to girls that don't want to wear knee length skirts, how is that? I don't understand how she sees that as fair to everyone. First of all, me wearing a thigh-length skirt is not unfair to men. Or this fucking teacher who's supposed to be worried about, you know, giving lessons and teaching children and, you know what I'm saying, helping them and mentoring them and, you know, showing them the way, not trying to get under their fucking skirt. Like, that doesn't help everyone. That doesn't help anyone.
Hold up. When I read that on Instagram, when you had put it out, I didn't even understand it. I was like, what does she mean? Knee high skirts. I'm so confused.
Yeah, because there were a series of tweets that she let out, and she was basically saying that when girls reach childbearing age, men are naturally attracted to them. And I'm like, where does she get this information? And so as a means of preventing them molesting schoolgirls, make schoolgirls wear longer skirts. I'm like, do you not understand that women wearing full burkas get raped every fucking day?
I swear, hey, I ain't gonna lie, I swear I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't think it really matters what a woman wears. In that instance, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
Because it sounds senseless.
And then, like, what are your, first of all, it's toxic as hell, because why is rape and molestation prevention always up to the victim? Like, are you serious? Like, I have to, what? Like, the attention and the mandates and the change of behaviors are always forced upon, berated to the fucking prey, and rarely ever the predators, and that bugs me. And for her to have...
Hold on, I'm about to say... Yeah, did she say that bullshit in her tweet?
Yeah, she had a series of tweets.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That men are naturally attracted to women once they reach childbearing years. You understand that most girls, they're not women. Girls who reach childbearing years are 11 and 12, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not natural for a grown man to be attracted to that. That's a pedophile. Is it natural?
Absolutely.
Is it natural for a grown woman to be attracted to boys when they are finally able to produce sperm or whatever? No.
No.
Is she recommending that boys wear fucking sweatshirts instead of, you know, tank tops or whatever in gym class if they have, you know, if they have female gym teachers? Like, it's always girls.
I gotta read this tweet first and foremost. You got me laughing about the whole thing. I didn't know that she went in that in depth on this tweet as well.
It's a series of tweets. She sent out like 8-9 tweets on this topic. She was like very adamant about it.
On the Twitterverse, I can see how a lot of toxic behavior can be put out there. I'll say that.
For someone with such a large platform and someone of her age and someone so well traveled and, you know, like it was irresponsible as hell. It's disgusting that she even believes this shit, but to put that shit out there as if she's some kind of fucking expert, and as if what she was saying was right at all, was disgusting. I couldn't even believe that she was doing that. I haven't fucked with her since then. Like, that bitch canceled in my book.
Don't be trying to mix my emotions, homie. Okay?
Huh?
No. I'm still a fan. Now I'm about to read the tweet.
No, no, like, that's me. That's me. I'm not trying to influence you in any way. I don't know who you like. What the fuck?
I'm about to hit you up later. Like, you know what? No.
I don't care who you a fan of or who you find attractive or whatever. I don't care. I said I canceled. I'm done with her. I don't deal with or support women who think like that, talk like that, or would even fucking do some shit like this by releasing all those goddamn tweets when she has such a humongous audience and a big influence on people. I don't fuck with that shit. And I'm not going to support you anymore.
I feel you. You got me curious. Like I said, I'm going to look that shit up.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, shit. All right.
So I also asked Facebook, can women be sexist too? Because that is where the men's right activists come in with their definition of toxic femininity, which is the first definition that I read, typically.
Mm-hmm.
And
I say absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Absolutely.
Care to elaborate?
I think I've dealt with that before personally.
Care to elaborate?
Oh shit! You know, look, I'm gonna keep it just an outline. But I mean, you know, somebody using a woman using power to, you know, get their ways, work wise type stuff. That's all I say.
Oh, like sexual harassment?
Oh, there you go.
Okay. First answer says no. She says, this is Cleopatra. She says no. They can be biased, but in a system where men are the ever-present physical, emotional, economic danger they are to women is completely fair.
No, I disagree. I mean, just on this one, just because I think when we hear both words of masculinity and femininity, we attach them to genders. I think a woman can have as much power as a man and know how to use it. So it can happen the opposite way.
And the next comment says the exact opposite. She says, yes, but we hold no power, so it doesn't affect them when we do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the same rationale used when Black people say that Black people can't be racist. We don't have power to be racist. So, I mean, I feel like I agree with the if then of it. I'm not completely sold on either one of those theories, but I feel like if Black people can't be racist, then women can't be sexist.
I see what you mean.
And then
I feel that.
And then Sunny, she says, I don't think so. They can align with men, hate the marginalized position of their gender and use their alignment with men and hatred of being associated with women to try to receive both intangible and material rewards by purposely mistreating and abusing women. I say I think and not a full no, because power and full ability to navigate is how isms are defined now. But I have seen some women truly abuse women in the most fascist way to approximate power, and then kiki with niggas. Sorry.
I mean, that one.
A quote. I don't like to use the word, but sorry, this is a quote. She's still going to the point. To the point, you got to treat them as such. That is sexist, diseased, no time to, and not safe to reform. It's a spectrum on how far internalized misogyny, sexism can go. And I've seen a couple of women just to that if we were to kill the patriarchy, they would need to be shot 0.9 seconds after the most harmful sexists.
Oh, wow.
So I think she's talking about women being sexist toward other women, which is in line with the second toxic femininity definition that I gave.
What made that crazy was it was like using sexism and the patriarchy to defend, you know, what I was talking about earlier, really, really bad behavior. What made it so interesting about her, like, definition was just like, what is this? What, like, are we going this way or going that way? But it seemed like she was nailing on, like, the essential topic, which is power.
Mm-hmm.
And power controls absolutely, which means power can be corrupted. And that's where she was hitting the nail on the head. She keep on talking about power. I was like, got you. Because it doesn't matter if you're male or female. If you have power and you align yourself with certain people, you get to use this corrupted power. And that was a very interesting topic. That was interesting what she said.
Mm-hmm. She's always got so much insightful shit to say. I love it. Like, I love sitting and vibing with her.
That was very interesting because I was like, okay, where is she going? And then I was like, oh, we're talking about, got you, because it corrupts absolutely all the time.
So, back to ways that men's rights activists see women's femininity as being toxic. And one of the things that comes up a lot are the things that women expect men to do that we won't do. And oftentimes it's asking men out on dates, paying for dates, things like that. Basically, like women being chivalrous. And so I pose the question, should women ask men on dates? Got a few answers. I'm gonna try and find the guys though. And I've just lost it. Okay.
Did I answer on that shit? I feel like I answered on that shit.
No, you didn't.
I may have, because that was a funny one.
Okay. Darius says women should ask men out on dates. That way we know she's really into us. And I asked him, you'd rather women ask you out than you asking them? You'd rather be asked, or wait. You'd rather women ask you out than you asking them out? You'd rather ask, or it doesn't matter? And he said it doesn't matter. But he's like, you know, it would be nice, I guess, so that men would automatically know up front that she's into him.
I feel him. I didn't feel him. I mean, it's to a certain point. It depends on your, like, social gathering or how you know the person. You don't really know if a person's feeling you or not. Of course, if a woman in that instance came up to you and was like, hey, you know, bam, and you're like, whoa. But of course, if you know a person feeling you, then you should make the first move type stuff. So that one's just knowing the subtleties of somebody flirting with you. Maybe. That's how I feel anyway.
Hey, I'm not disputing you. I'm queuing up the next comment.
It's okay. Just got quiet. I got to keep on talking.
My bad. I'm over here working the laptop and trying to talk to you.
If you flirt with me, I'm going to pick up on it. No. Maybe. I can be so oblivious, and that's the truth.
So why should women ask men on dates? Todd says, honestly, I'd be flattered to be asked out by women. I say, so a good reason for women to do it is to flatter guys. I'm just asking why women should do it. And he says, just a nice surprise and makes it easier for some of the clueless guys. It's not necessarily to just flatter them. I like a lot of us aren't always good at figuring out if you like them. So to me, it would take a lot of pressure off and be a nice surprise.
I feel my homie. What can I say?
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. I bet every guy agrees with this stuff. But
yeah, it's like, damn, you know, I wish that the world was, you know, had money on trees and shit. But yeah. Guess what? We gotta figure it out. That's the worst part about everything, is you have to figure it out. And nothing is handed to us, of course. So yeah. Was it Todd? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Todd, I'm sorry, bro. It's just not that way.
And Cody says, because some guys are shy and can't bring themselves to do it. And I asked him, women should ask men on dates to help men out and pick up their slack. He got mad at me, too.
Coming on dates?
Huh?
You said it's talking about picking up the slack on dates? Is that what he said?
No.
Oh.
He said some guys are shy and can't bring themselves to do it. And so I said, because I'm not asking, you know, like, you know, why, what would you like about a woman asking you out? I'm asking you, why should a woman be asking men out?
Ah, sure, you're right.
And so I said, women should ask men on dates to help men out and pick up their slack. Because, I mean, that's pretty much what I got from that, because guys are shy and can't bring themselves to do it. So we should do it. And he says, no, if a woman likes a guy, there's no problem with her asking a guy out. They may feel the same way and just don't know how it will play out. How is that picking up their slack? Are you just trying to see things in the most negative way possible? Do me a favor. Listen. Do me a favor and don't ask guys out. You seem like you'll just make a problem of it later. And you guys wonder why people hate you? I asked a simple question. My first question was very simple, and you still didn't answer it. So if you're not going to answer it, then don't fucking hop on my post. But when I tried to get clarity and remind you what the question actually is, you get a fucking attitude and tell me that I'm looking at it from the most negative way possible? No, I want you to answer my actual question or hop off my post. This is my private fucking page, for God's sake. Like, are you serious? Yeah. Lunacy. And you guys want to talk shit? You guys are fucking bullies, and y'all are the fucking negative ones. You really gonna just say that to me? But yeah, nobody's gonna be asking you out on a fucking date. First of all, you're not cute, and you're obnoxious, Cody.
Tina.
Nah, fuck Cody.
Don't be that way.
Nah, Cody got spoiled for no reason when I didn't provoke him. I don't like that. It happens to me a lot on Facebook, but it's all good. These motherfuckers hate how I feel about things.
Oh, shit. It's nothing like the Tina and Doe show. This shit has been the best shit ever. All right. What are we doing?
What?
Do we have any other topics?
Oh, no, that pretty much was it for me.
This episode is actually longer than what I expected, but that makes it even better.
No, I think
because of the cutout.
I think we're pretty close to the hour. I don't think it's too far out.
I can't wait till you see it then. This has been a fantastic show.
Closing thoughts, my friend?
Yes, I've been a super geek. I have HBO and I've been watching Perry Mason, and the show is fucking awesome. Watch it if you get an opportunity. Perry Mason.
Okay. I think I tried to watch the first episode, but I was preoccupied talking shit on Facebook.
It starts off slow, but it gets so dang on good. So that's my closing thoughts. Watch Perry Mason, everybody.
Okay. Tune in next week. We are discussing all things Gen X and this bitch. And we will see you next Tuesday for episode 34, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tina and Doe Show.
Back to that subject later then.
Okay. I'm not really sure what you mean. Okay. So, We asked on Facebook, can you explain or define toxic femininity? And we got a lot of examples. They're pretty good too. I'm gonna pick a good one. Well, maybe I'll pick the first one. Okay. The first one just says, oh God. I'm gonna just say it. Fuck it. It just says femcels, pygmies, and white feminists.
God. It says, what was the last one?
Yeah, but I think what she means more so by white feminists is like liberal feminists, and they tend to be the ones who are like against chivalry, and they want to be seen as like a man's equal, like down to the letter. Like, if you can hold, you know, 1500 pounds, don't expect that I can't. Like, we're not equals in that way. We're equals in humanity. But that's what I think, that's what she means by white feminist. She means, I believe, liberal feminist, that just, you know, look at feminism in that way, and like completely, you know, tit for tat, you know, apples to apples sameness in men and women, and that's just not the case, and it's never going to be.
No, but I think I'll say this, when it comes to the high level of it, you are correct on that, where being critical of men, but you know, for the most part, wanting to almost them to be exactly like them.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I see exactly what you're talking about. So that's very, you know, whatever wing it is, it's that wing. But yeah, I see what you mean on that.
Yeah, with like me and most of my friends, like that's not feminism to me. Like expecting to be treated as exactly as a man, like that makes absolutely no sense to us. So we're like, that's fucking toxic as shit, because that's a goal that you can't even attain. And then you're making life harder for other women because you're pushing for this to be the expectation. And that expectation is something that we cannot get to, you know, and then at the same time, you're taking the few privileges that women have for being women away while men maintain all of theirs. And we're still struggling to try to attain this unattainable goal.
You know, I agree with you first and foremost, but I think it's all about the behavior. You know, it's not even, like you said, it's how the world is set up. It's always going to be a hurdle for everybody, and it don't even matter who you are.
Yeah.
But women have it bad.
Yeah.
But now it's more or less of a behavior thing, like how when I look at social media now and how I would be thinking, you know, a dude would say something, I'm seeing more or less ladies like very hard on social media and shit, and be like, whoa. I'm like, oh shit. Oh.
Yes, most definitely. Like what we had on Instagram a couple days ago, where, let me get to it. The quote was, do females ever, and I mean, and once again, like that whole females thing, that's typically some shit that guys say, because they have they choke on their tongue to call a woman a woman. So usually females is something that a guy is gonna say, but this is a woman who wrote this. She's like, do females, and that's in caps, ever think, damn, he in caps been through a lot, let me fix him in caps. I'm like, that sounds like something a man wrote, but a woman wrote that. And she really wrote that on Facebook and on a public post to berate women publicly about some stuff that she knows that women definitely do all the time.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And that's really a liberal feminist thought. And that's really a lot of times how it's delivered too, in a real finger wagging, you know, disgusted way.
I think, like, when you think about it, like a woman trying to fix a man, well, first, I think it's very mental for a woman to first know, like, whoever she's dealing with is actually her lesser. This, yeah. To me, this is exactly how it goes down.
Yeah.
It's her lesser. I can work on him. I can, you know, just if I could do just a little bit here and a little bit there, he can be exactly who I want him to be.
Yes.
But then they realize that that project was a little bit too motherfucking much.
And then they can, and then they'll leave and then do it again with the next guy and then get mad at women who don't do that and be like, you better. Why? Because you want me to go through the same struggles that you're going through when you could just stop your struggles on your own, but you just can't stop being a pick me. I don't have to be a me because you're one.
Hey, that's been true. Hey, but that's how it is, though. I mean, yeah. you got people out there that I think they thrive on that shit, and I don't think they understand how toxic that can be once, you know, they decide to, you know, honestly, a lot of them move on. Yeah. It's always, you know, psychological and fucking mental ramifications for that other person who, you know, latched on to that toxicness pretty much.
And one of the comments on here, it says, her name is Color Me Desiree. She says, a lot of stupid women do. Do I? Fuck no. I don't fix or build. Fuck out of here. I totally support that. You know, we're all grown people, and I'm not going to allow another grown person to tell me that I have to fix another grown person. And I'm not going to be a grown person fixing another grown person. You know, I mean, you may think how she worded it was harsh, but I totally agree with that.
No, I agree with that 100% on how she worded it. I don't think a lot of people that get in relationships express like how she expressed it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, like at the beginning, like, hey, I ain't here to be on that bullshit. This is what I'm on. Bam, 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 bam. You know, hey, get it out the way. A lot of people don't do that, though.
Yeah. And I mean, another comment on Instagram is by Mystic Hair Dreams. If you're in Germany, you might know her. She does braids.
Hold on. Mystic Hair Dreams?
Yes.
I'm going to try to remember all these names. Homegirl beforehand, too. I feel bad. I forgot her name.
Just now? Color Me Desiree? What,
there we go. Color Me Desiree. Hey, Color Me Desiree. Thanks.
And so Mystic Hair Dream, she says, actually, many do. And that is the actual truth. Like, are you serious? Like, I would say even the majority do. The majority of women really feel like it's their responsibility to make men into the men that they want them to be, and to like coach men into being the men that the men want to be. Like, and I don't understand that. Like, weren't these men already raised? Don't you have children to raise?
It's a nurturing response.
I don't get it. I'm not a mom. I don't get it. I don't get that.
I mean, that went back to your second definition, though, of ignoring, like, yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're ignoring your own mental and physical needs to adhere to, you know, trying to raise a grown person. Those are one of those, like, impossible task things. You can't, you know, it takes too many days to try to do that shit. No way.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do it. A lot of people do it. Mystic Hair. That's one hell of a name.
She's a braider, and she's boss with it. So if you're in Germany, look her up.
You know, I may take a trip to Germany.
What you got over there?
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just had all sorts of ramblings. I was waiting for some of these topics, but just on, like, of course, if you're like really vindictive, and I think a lot of people know what they're doing when it comes to, you know, what they're putting out in the universe.
Definitely.
But I always think about, like, for someone who uses toxic femininity, and it can be a man or a woman, you know, does it condone, back to, I think one of the things I said, does it condone just terrible behavior? You know, it's a right and wrong with everything.
Yeah.
But does it, you know, truly condone what you're putting out here in the universe? Does it make it right? Like, what hole does it fill in you to actually use this ability? It's like you're a superhero or a supervillain. Real talk. I mean, the way I think, I'm like, wow. You know, because a lot of people bite their tongue.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some people that, hey, shit, whatever is on my mind at this moment, fuck it. I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever gets in the way of that shit is about to get ran over. And I and as for me, with my creepy ass, I just go through the streams and be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody was fucking up today, and keep it moving. But for those people that can use this ability, does it really affect them on how the other people, how the other person feels?
Yeah.
I be thinking about that type of shit because I'm weird. No. I didn't hit the 40 club. I was like, fuck it. I'm just thinking about all sorts of bullshit.
Oh, and Chelsea from Monique. I mean, listen, Chelsea from... Chelsea on Facebook, she says, unpopular opinion, I don't think toxic femininity exists. I think the concept of it is quite literally just internalized misogyny. I totally agree with that. In many cases, when we're not looking at it in terms of, you know, enraging and tempting men, when we're just looking at it as far as like how women interact with other women, I definitely agree with that. That's usually how it manifests itself, as just gross misogyny.
I mean, I'll say this is a very interesting thing when you think about how certain genders react to each other. And
you there?